Big news for Australian families this afternoon. Well, those in New South Wales, at least. Students will soon have to achieve a pass mark in both literacy and numeracy to get their high school certificate. If they don't meet the requirements, they won't get an HSC. Instead, they'll get something called a record of school achievement. So current Year 12 students won't be affected, but students graduating 2020 and beyond will be affected. Tom Alaganaris is the president of the Board of Studies in New South Wales. He's on the line. Tom, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
So this is going to impact a lot of students. Do you want to just explain it to us exactly so we can follow what's going on here?
Sure. Well, hopefully it won't impact a lot of students in that the vast majority of students achieve the minimum level of literacy and numeracy that we all consider necessary for participating in everyday life. The government is of the view, and so is the board, that you shouldn't really get an HSC unless you have attained the level of literacy and numeracy that the general community would think is pretty minimum for participating in work and life and
getting. All right, because the rules change quite a lot, can you just clarify for us, because it's been a while since I've been there. Last time I checked, it's up to the student whether they do maths in Year 12, but is English compulsory?
English is compulsory.
And, so are they now going to be forced to do maths?
They only have to do maths if they've not reached the minimum level. If by the time they get to Year 10, their mathematics isn't at the level that it should be, or their numeracy, more to the point, is not at the level that it should be, they'll have to participate in courses or programs, and there'll be flexibility about how to do it, that helps them get up to scratch.
Okay, so they're not going to be forced to sit down and sit maths as an HSC subject as long as they can pass that numeracy skills test. And how's that conducted? Is that part of NAPLAN or something completely different?
Well, your first opportunity to meet the standard will be in Year 9 NAPLAN.
I see.
You meet it at Year 9 NAPLAN, and it's, if you're a good student in Year 9, you'll be able to do that. If you meet it at Year 9 NAPLAN, then you've qualified. But then, for a proportion of students, they'll meet it somewhere along the line up to Year 10, and there'll be particular attention paid to students that are having trouble to help them get there.
All right, what about those students who have specific challenges? I mean, I'm thinking off the top of my head here, but I know that dyslexia affects a lot of people, and that would impact on them being able to pass the minimum requirement for literacy in many cases. I mean, if people have got certain conditions that prevent them from being able to get above the bar, or does that mean that get an HSC?
No, it's not at all. We have HSC pathways available now for students with special needs, and they'll continue to be available for those students. That'll apply for students with disabilities of particular sorts, anything that means that this this benchmark through this assessment is not a realistic or fair option for you, means you don't have to do it. But it really is about the kids that are capable, that should be focused, because it's in their interest and the community's interest that they get there.
All right, Tom, I'll throw it open to the audience to have their say this afternoon, including some of those children who are going to be doing the HSC in 2020, and there'll be a change for them. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Ben.
Tom Alaganaris, the president of the Board of Studies. If you've got a view on that, 131 873.